Hello, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Monday, August 6th, 2012, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That's me.
Hey, buddy, as soon as I'm done kicking a little mom butt here, how about I school you in some Mario Kart?
I'm waiting with bated breath. Speaking of bated breath, the Erotic Mind series returns today, and not a moment too soon. I've been anticipating my guest's appearance on this show for months. We are about to meet an extraordinarily mischievous photographer with a checkered past. But first, we must travel to the wilds of Canadaville. Yes, Hamilton, Ontario, to be precise, where I hope to encounter the one and only Richard Northwood in his natural habitat.
Sometimes a man's got to put his foot down and do what a man's got to do.
That is so true. So photography is Richard's media of choice, but he also dabbles in writing erotica. Curiously enough, both endeavors, he claims, involve his penchant for storytelling. But if you ask me, his greatest gift is his ribald sense of humor, which shines through all of his work. Better hang on tight, sex fans, because Richard will surely regale us with a lewd tale or two. By the way, Richard will be giving away one of his prints to a lucky member of our audience. Details are included in today's show, so don't miss this amazing opportunity. For more of Richard, be sure to visit him on his site, aptly named richardnorthwood.com. You can also find him on Facebook and follow him on Twitter, too. All of these links are included in today's podcast posting.
Wow. Paisley Ann Pink, was there something wrong with the fishnet tank top?
Everyone's a critic. Today's show is once again brought to you by the granddaddies of male masturbation toys, the amazing Fleshlight and Fleshjack. For those of you who have never seen one of these brilliant devices, let me describe it to you. It looks like a huge flashlight, thus the very clever names, don't you know? Inside the durable plastic case, there is a soft, fleshy inside called super skin. And trust me, this stuff is aptly named. It is phenomenal. But that's just the beginning. What makes the Fleshlight and Fleshjack so freaking amazing is that you get to design and personalize just about every aspect of the unit you purchase. Now, what other toy company allows you to do that? And remember, if you make your purchase by clicking on the Fleshjack banner in the sidebar of DrDickSexAdvice.com, a portion of that sale will come back to us as support for these shows. So, now you can underwrite this important sex-positive effort and squeeze one out at the same time. How swell is that? Okay, on with the show. Welcome, Richard Northwood, and thank you for schlepping on over to Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. I am so delighted you agreed to be part of this Erotic Mind series.
One dick to another, happy to be here.
So, alrighty then. Now that you're here, and I know our audience is dying to meet you, would you like to say hello to all the really nice people?
I would like to, but I have a feeling there aren't very many nice people that listen to this. Hi, all perverts, creeps, douchebags, and otherwise generally fucked up people out
there. All right, and there you go, because...
And also, hi, Mom. I'm just kidding. She's long gone.
So you've got to know that my audience is full of perverts and all those other people. But they are nice. They're nice to me anyhow. So anyhow.
I'm just kidding. I don't trust people that aren't perverted. So
and,
they're nice
and
in
rightfully
my books.
So. And rightfully so. Yeah. So as you probably know, I discovered you when you tweeted that you were among those selected to exhibit your work at the recent Seattle Erotic Art Festival. And I was lucky enough to view your contribution live and up close, and I even included it in the art tour I led on the last weekend of the show. And we all marveled at your big, fat, uncut talent.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. I'm glad that you took the time to highlight me. It's becoming a bit of a burden to do it myself constantly.
Yes.
Seattle Erotic Art Show, I was unable to attend this year, but I got some pretty good press coming out of that, which makes me happy.
Yes, you did. Mistress Matisse, who is kink royalty here in Seattle land, in the Emerald City, thought you were to die for, so there you have it.
I hope she didn't die. She seems like a lovely lady. Yeah, I've been a reader of thestranger.com for a long time because I've always read Dan Savage's syndicated column. One of our local news rags here syndicates it, a bunch of them actually. So it's, you know, it's interesting lunch fodder. So I was already kind of familiar with the territory.
Yeah, good.
Like I said, unfortunately, I couldn't get out to the show this year. Heard it was amazing. Really good lineup of performers. Lots of good action on Twitter. Seemed like a good time. Just couldn't do it this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll try to prohibit you from next year's too, because you know it would just be wrong to have you in town, you know, stirring up the shit. Don't you know?
Well, no party gets better by removing a dick. That's for sure.
So once I started to follow you on Twitter, I discovered your website, aptly named richardnorthwood.com, and I've been an ardent fan ever since. You are such a card, you should be hosting your very own show on late night television.
I would actually love for that to happen, but apparently the censors don't agree.
Oh, well, there you go.
I got a bit of a foul tongue.
You don't say.
Yeah, I don't brush it much.
So, I loves me all kinds of erotic art, but if that art puts a smile on my face as well as a bulge in my drawers, well, then that's heaven, and yours does precisely that.
Well, that's good news. First of all, you should probably buy larger shorts. But, you know, here's the thing. A lot of erotic artists, they take what they do entirely too seriously. And don't get me wrong. I take this very, very seriously. But when I did my first art show, I'm reading the bio of the other artists there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was talking about how the magic of the art nude can be found in the depths of the shadow. And I just walked up to this guy. I'm like, you know what? You're a fucking asshole. Shut up. Like, honestly, he sits around thinking up all this prose just as an excuse to get a woman naked.
That's right.
And it's like, you know, learn to talk to a woman and meet one in real life. This is the impression I get from most people, that this is the only way they've come up with to see a naked woman. Instead of actually shooting something they envision, it becomes this creepy, serious, dark, dank thing.
Yeah.
And like, being on set of a shoot, the mood must be light.
Exactly.
It must be fun, and these people that take themselves too seriously, it actually infuriates me.
Yeah,
it makes me angry.
I totally agree.
No reason. Like, you are a doctor. You would probably agree that the person you should be in love with or will end up in love with is someone that you can not only enjoy in bed but laugh with in bed.
Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly.
So under those circumstances, why shouldn't you be able to laugh looking at erotic art?
Exactly.
Not that I'm exclusively all shits and giggles, mm-hmm. but let me tell you, it's better to tweak those nerves in people as well.
Right. So, as you know, you and I are both strangers to one another. You probably know a little bit more about me than I do about you. So maybe we can remedy that now. And so I moseyed on over to the About Richard page on your site and found this. Welcome to the online home of the celebrated erotic photographer Richard Northwood. Early in the year 2011, Richard had certain parole conditions removed and was once again legally allowed to use photographic equipment. Since then, it's been an incredible journey of self-promotion, narcissism, and skullduggery. You are the consummate self-promoter. Speaking of which, was this your first year at SEAF, the Seattle Erotic Art Festival?
It was. I actually only heard about it while I was in attendance in exhibiting at Dirty Detroit, which you're also probably familiar with.
Yes, right. Yes.
Another good show.
Yes.
Good in person.
Yes, absolutely.
I heard about it then, and I submitted and was accepted to both display my work and to sell in the store.
Right. Yes, you did. So your bio continues. Richard's journey began at the tender age of 12 when he first snuck into his father's closet and stole borrowed his father's film camera, a Canon A1. Later that day, Richard's parents found themselves in the principal's office at a loss for words when asked why their son was seen taking seductive photos of his classmates in the halls and playground during recess. Unable to answer, they found themselves transferring Richard to yet another school, his third at that point, and faced what would be the first of several photography-related infractions, felonies. More importantly, on that day, the legend was born. Yay!
Let me address all that you just read there.
Okay.
So, for legal reasons, I can't get into the parole conditions too extensively, but let me say this. When composing a photograph, you need to be very careful, especially an erotic photograph, you need to be very careful about what's in the background, namely a schoolyard. So, I'm not going to go into any further
all
detail,
right.
But, you know, and
I
whatever.
Got it. Good.
Ooh, boy, look, you need an ice cream truck as a prop. It pulls out of the way, boom, you're in jail. Secondly,
go ahead.
As a child, you know, you're a perverse kid. You wonder what's going on. What's seductive, really, at the age of 12? Come on, we all have the same privates then.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you got to tell me that there's a movie being made of your life, right?
You know, I like to think there is, but in that sort of long zoom voyeuristic way that I don't really know what's happening.
Do you have an idea who you would like to play you in your life movie?
What's that super handsome guy from Mad Men, the lead guy's name?
Oh, John Hamm.
Yeah, not him. He's way too good looking.
How about Soupy Sales or Pee Wee Herman or something like that?
Pee Wee Herman's too tiny. I'm a big man. I'm 6'8". Like, I'm a big guy.
Jesus, are you really?
I don't know. Do you want Jesus to answer that question, or do you want me? You don't strike me as a religious type.
I'm a Catholic priest. I am.
You're a Catholic priest? I enjoy Halloween costumes that poke fun, too.
No. Honestly, I was a Catholic priest for 20 years.
And
I'm technically still one, but I don't
good
function
for you.
Anymore.
No?
In fact, I'm the only Catholic priest in the whole wide world with a doctorate in clinical sexology, so there you have it.
This is the truth you're telling
me
now.
Absolutely the truth.
You are all kinds of fascinating, because honestly, I googled the shit out of you, and all I could find was douchebag this, douchebag that. Nothing about your past, nothing about the future, nothing about the present.
Oh,
just,
no. I even have a book out about it.
Oh, I know that.
Secrecy, Sophistry, and Gay Sex in the Catholic Church is the title. But anyhow, we're going to... This is not about me, this is about you.
This is about the idea you just gave me for a photo shoot.
All right. So, you, again, back to your biography page. You go on to say about yourself, Richard's experimental lifestyle extended beyond photography, as he soon found himself in trouble at school and unable to find a photo lab willing to develop his images. He set the camera down in disgust, never intending to return to the craft. Instead of focusing on his schooling, he taught himself Photoshop by creating fake celebrity nude photos and distributing them on the internet. You are such a bad boy.
Yeah, that's a true story, too. Actually. You know what? Whatever.
Okay.
Everyone takes a different route to the same retirement home.
That is so true. And then you say, a leap year baby with a penchant for violent mood swings, Richard has never backed down from a challenge. While most of his life challenges are presented to him in the form of inner turmoil, Richard has persevered despite the stress of inner conflict. His collection of art books grew, his curiosity about the art scene lingered, his period of incarceration finally came to an end, and Richard knew this was his last chance to share with the world what he sees, and in early 2011, he got to work. I am so glad you wrote that all, and I'm glad that you're back to work. So, is it glorious being you, or what?
Glorious is not the right word. Here, let me explain this. And a lot of this probably is related to the comment about inner conflict, inner turmoil, etc. I took a lot of photos before my incident, and in hindsight, it all seems like it was just the build-up. It was just the practice sessions.
Right. It
was like it feels like I was born in 2011, where the pressure in my head finally had to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And not in the way your usual callers have that problem. But, no, I just feel like something granted me free license to just,
right.
all the clowns and the Asian schoolgirls and the creepy stalkers and the this and the that and the handcuffs and the... Everything is just, this is me. Hello, world.
Yeah.
Do you like what I have to offer? And it's just, it's like a gay man coming out of the closet. It's like so many different things. I'm not saying it's comparable emotionally, but it's just, you suddenly wake up and you're breathing when you never realized before that you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think it's marvelous. You know, I didn't read your bio until after I spent some time with your art. And then I read your bio and I thought, holy cow, this is really remarkable. This makes a great deal of sense. It goes on to say, in your final paragraph says, Richard views art as a medium to deliver his message, not one to share the popular moral viewpoint. Richard consistently challenges the conventions and comfort level of those who choose to view his work. The collectors of Richard Northwood's printed images share a common bond, a free and open mind. What is art? Richard cannot answer that question for you. He can only answer it for himself, and he hopes sincerely that you appreciate and respect his work. Now, that's really getting to the meat of the stuff that I want to talk to you about. I love the fact that you challenge societal conventions and comfort level of your audience. What makes you want to push the limits?
Well, to take it a step backward even still, let me tell you what it is about art I care about, or photography, photographic art. I've hung my work in a lot of galleries next to a lot of other artists now, and my favorite thing to do is to watch people walk through the galleries and watch what they stop at and how they consider something. Not how they look at it, not how they react to it, but how they consider it. If you, one of my photos you've probably seen, the clown taking pictures of the schoolgirl.
Yes.
I've heard so many different interpretations of what that photo is, and I'm fine with all of them. All I care in photography, in erotic art, not to sell things, not to make a ton of money. Don't get me wrong, I'm selling prints and it's great. Not to make a ton of money, not to make it, you know, become the world's most famous. All I care about is provoking thought from people.
Right.
Stop and look at this photo and tell me it does something to you. Contemplate it. Don't just flip through the book.
Right.
So that's kind of, whether or not I'm pushing the limits, I think we're living in a pretty openly communicable world now, where people's minds are changing about religions and morality and stuff. So what are limits anymore, really? If you don't like what I do, go away. I don't look at it. I don't care. You know what I mean? So I can never think of myself as pushing the limits. I may push myself creatively, but that's about as far as I go pushing limits. However you choose to. Some people are afraid of clowns. Some people think they're hilarious. Some people are in between.
Right.
You know what? Interpret it as you see fit.
Right. Well, you know, the fact that you give your audience that kind of space is remarkable in itself, because a lot of, you know, artists, including some people who have preceded you on this show, are not so generous. I mean, they have it all scoped out and scripted out, and they expect you to consume what they, you know, have planned for you. As an audience member.
Well, who are we, or who am I, to tell people how to interpret something or how to think about it? My photo series, Richard Northwood's America, in my head, and I'll tell you my interpretation of it, because in a lot of my photos, there's not a specific interpretation in my own head. Sometimes it's just, I think this would be sexy. But this particular series was about what so many outsiders to America and what so many insiders in America believe the American dream is. It's a shady ideal, and there's two women in the background and the American flag, and there's drugs and there's alcohol and there's money, and Uncle Sam is there, played by me, of course. And there's just so much going on in it. But if you look at that, there's going to be a camp of people that go, yes, that is the American dream. And then there's a camp of people that go, that's what people think the American dream is, but it turns out to be a nightmare.
Yes.
I'm fine with either interpretation.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if you watch a movie like Scarface, how many... Scarface has become so many people's hero. But the truth is, he's actually a tragic character.
Yes.
But not
and
many
a villain.
And a villain. He's a criminal. you know, he does what he does, but he's so many people's hero. So there's this different way of looking at anything in the world. And artists that tell people that, and don't get me wrong, there are certain types of art that are less open to interpretation, but photography is one of the most open to interpretation. There are no spoken words. It's not a movie where you're guided.
Mm-hmm.
It's just single frame, mm-hmm. and you're asked to look at it and think something.
Mm-hmm.
So artists that tell you what to think about their work and then get pissy when you don't think the same way they do, they can fuck right off.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that it seems to me, and, you know, I've seen my fair share of erotic art, and I've talked to, you know, loads of artists in this series, and some of the artists have, I mean, their work is pretty single-dimensioned, and so there's not a great deal of depth to it. I mean, it is what it is, and oftentimes it's very lovely what it is, but it's not open to interpretation. Yours, I mean, there's great depth to it, and besides the humor, there's this really great depth to it, and it allows people to have their own reaction to it. I mean, and you can only have your own reaction to art if the art allows you to do it, it seems to me, right?
I 100% agree. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the lighting masters of photography,
yes.
The guys who are scientifically, guys and ladies, sorry, the people who have studied the craft of photography from a technical point of view, master lighting, but then they replicate similar photos over and over again, and good for them should that be their bread and butter and that what's put the steak on their plates, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the problem with me is that would bore me to death.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think that when you flip through my print portfolio, and in a lot of cases the only way to see all of my work is to do that. I'm not interested in internet fame. I want
mm-hmm.
people to purchase prints, view prints in a gallery, et cetera, so forth. The thing that I like to think is that you don't see the same photo twice.
Yes.
New models, new people.
Yeah.
It's also a creative burden because you're constantly forced to reinvent. And I often go long stretches without touching my camera because I burn out.
Hmm.
And I'm fine
That's
with that though, because I think a lot of good artists end up getting to that place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they burn out. They are just. And sometimes you need the mental break from it. But
mm-hmm.
The people that are able to replicate a wonderful photo a bunch of times, good for them, just have no interest in it.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. It is. It really is. So, you know, I guess there, what we're talking about is there's different levels of different artistic levels in all of this. And some people can be very adept at one level and not particularly good at another. You know, somebody, I've certainly had people on this show who are just masters, as you say, of lighting, but the depth of their depictions isn't very deep. Where yours, I mean, there's so much going on, and it's open to so much interpretation that it's fascinating that one could just sit there and look at it and you know, come back to it and have a different appreciation at every single time one views it.
Well, that's a very flattering thing to hear, but it's pretty much exactly the reaction I hoped for.
Yeah.
I think I shoot photos that tell stories, and that's
right.
I want people to wonder. I don't want people to sit around and marvel about how I did something. I want them to wonder why I did something. You know,
that's a good. That really is. That sums it up, does it not?
It sums it up absolutely ideally. I want people to go, what the fuck? And but I want the what the fuck that spills out of my head onto your
right.
screen or print canvas to now go into your head and make
absolutely.
You question what the fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's brilliant. That's really brilliant. Because there are some erotic art that you go, I wonder how he did that, as opposed to what the fuck.
Exactly. And if you're looking at a piece of erotic photography and wondering where the lights are positioned, wow. I'm sorry, but that doesn't hit the mark for me.
I have to agree with you. I absolutely have to agree with you.
Again, I must stress, I completely respect the lighting masters. I do.
Yes.
But, you know,
I know exactly what you're saying. So before we get to discussing erotic art in general and your work in particular, let's talk about something really interesting. Let's talk about you. Can you give us a brief bio? Tell us lots of interesting things about yourself, where you were born and raised, where you live now. Where did you go to school? Did you study art or photography? Are you married, partnered, have a pet? Do you like Muscle magazines or Gladiator movies? Stuff like that.
If I can answer those in reverse, I'll play your games, Doctor.
All right, this is my fucking show. I get to do whatever I want. So there, neener, neener.
He started putting ings on the end of his fucks. Great, neener, neener. Wow,
neener, neener, neener.
That's terribly manly. Well, here's what you need to know about me.
Okay,
I have been a lifelong curious person. Spent some time in school, spent some time in prison. Both were very similar, didn't like either, left both. I have always been creatively curious, I should say. A bit of a pervert.
Say.
You know, when you're the kid that volunteers during cleanup time in grade 2 to pick up the junk off the floor simply so you can crawl under your teacher and look up her skirt... You knew something was up.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that's approximately the time the pressure started building up in one or the two heads or both. Who knows? So, yeah, school, I'm self-taught in photography.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought a camera and tinkered and taught myself how to use it. As you know, I learned how to use Photoshop by creating fake celebrity nudes. Let's see, what else?
Gladiator movies.
Gladiator movies?
Muscle magazines.
You know, I have a bit of experience with Muscle magazines, but not in the way you probably think.
I see, yes. Exactly.
I'm just very curious about creatine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I have a girlfriend. Her name is Sasha Femme. She actually has a website, too, which I don't know whether I should pimp or not.
You can if you want to.
It depends what she gives me. She's interested in all things erotic as well.
Ah.
And she actually runs
a
little...
She's got to be a little bit twisted if she's in relationship with you, right?
Yeah, but you know what? It'll untwist when I untie her later.
So,
and her website's sashafem.com.
Okay, I'm going to put that
in. It's some interesting little stuff. There's some photo interpretation on her part, a little bit of fiction writing. She has a good time.
Good, good, good.
She has a good time. From a family of... you know, people that like to explore the edge of the world. Just generally surrounded by those people. And, you know, one of my very good friends, La Minouche, runs a very, very high-scale, upper-crust sort of burlesque theater show in Toronto, Canada, up near where I live, called Les Coquettes Nouveau Burlesque.
Wow.
Very, very... So I've kind of surrounded myself... with these people my whole lifetime, and it's you know, it's a lifestyle. It's a free mind thing.
It's
a free mind. You're best with like-minded, positive people, and that's who I like to be around. So my friends, you know, you come and go with them, and you win some, you lose some, but these are the people I like to be around.
Absolutely. So would you say that the erotic dimension has always been part of your creative endeavors, or did it begin at, you know, reveal itself slowly at some point?
I don't think there was anything slow, but I think it was more of a bursting out of the gate situation. I'm a voyeur.
Uh-huh.
I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'd rather watch and discuss than do. You know, so the photography is a great way to get it out.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic way to share what you see with people, and really, I guess, sharing sort of the point of life, whether you're a pervert or a Christian soldier.
Right.
Which in some cases are no different.
Are exactly the same thing. It's so true. Oh, God, I could tell you stories about my life in the church that make your hair stand on end. Speaking of which, I want a hairline just like you when I grow up.
Most people should. Look, you go big or you go home. I have no interest in being like or looking like the others.
And you don't.
Perfect.
So there you go. And on top of it, what is absolutely stunning, remarkable, and the thing that just made me, you know, jump out of my shoes when you said that you were going to be on my show, is the fact that you are in a lot of your images.
Well, models are expensive, so When you're this handsome, you might as well take advantage of it.
It's true enough. And since you're a big boy, you kind of take up a lot of space.
That's
so,
what I mean.
There you have it.
You put yourself in the photo, 40% of the work's done because 40% of the frame's filled.
And you a blow-up doll and a half-naked lady, and you got a picture.
Yeah, it's true.
I love it.
Powerful lungs are more important for sex than people realize. A lot of the time, that's just inflating apparatus.
There you go. And I understand that you also write erotica.
I've dabbled. Uh-huh. Funny how that started.
Tell me.
My lady friend Sasha, she was wooed by me because I used to send her dirty Facebook messages. You know, I saw one day she had one of those cheesy romance novels sitting uh-huh. on a desk where she was sitting, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could woo her by writing her some smut. So I did, and it worked. And then we used to play this game where she would start a story off, and I'd finish it for her, and I assume would finish her in more than one way. But she did it one night when I was, to be quite honest, high as fuck. And I thought it would be a good time to put a more real-life interpretation on the story than this kind of mushy, bushy bullshit most women read. And I let my mind wander. And it was an incredibly well-received series, which I really need to resume again. But sometimes, you know, it was well-received.
Imagination. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is wonderful. So listen, my friend, I'm just looking at my clock, and I see that our time is up for today. And I'm just getting to know you, and I'm not going to let you go today unless you promise to come back next week and continue our conversation.
Let me check my schedule. Seems as though I'm just spending next week avoiding incarceration again.
All right.
I should be able to free up an hour or two.
Good. There you have it. Good. So, before you go, would you give us your website address and walk us around a bit so that we can visit you during the week?
Sure. You're going to just head on over to richardnorthwood.com. If you need me to spell that, you're too dumb to visit my website. There's going to be a little warning message up front for the kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to keep the kids off. But
that's right.
Honestly, kids, if you're listening to this, go ahead. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But
everyone's over 18.
Everyone that listens to the show is over 18. Perfect. Don't tell your kids about this website. So you head on into the website. Here's the thing. You're going to get some of the imagery, some of the work I've done, some of the funny things I've thought. You're going to have a section where you can contact me with certain prints that are more commonly sold through my art shows. The big thing that I'm looking for is I put a lot of original content in my email list, which I don't spam people with. I don't even send it out that often. Go and sign up to my email list. I give away stuff to email people. You know, I give away things. You can read about me. You can find out where I'll be touring next in the features and exhibitions section. You know, there's a couple of funny video clips I put up,
yes,
some not so funny.
We're going to talk about that next week, I'm sure.
Oh, perfect. So, you know, it's simple. My Twitter feed's on there. You know, you got to follow me on Twitter. I like to have a good time on Twitter. I like to talk to people on Twitter. I think if I say Twitter one more time, I'm going to sound like a person on Twitter.
So, speaking of Twitter, I'm going to include your account name in today's podcast posting. But you're promised to have a little bit of a giveaway to the Dr. Dick audience. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Here's what we're going to do.
All right.
I love Dr. Dick. I love doctors. I guess I love Dick. You really got to be careful these days. Dick's great.
Go.
Doctors are great. Dr. Dick's the best. What I'm going to do is, for the month after this podcast airs, if you go to my website, and when you first get there, there'll be a window that pops up with an email sign-up list. Sign up with your name and your email address, and in the comment section, put that Dr. Dick sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be entered into a draw 1 month later for all of the people that Dr. Dick sends to sign up for my email list. And I will do a video draw of a name on my email list. And the winner will be sent one of my art prints absolutely free.
Yay.
anywhere in the world they want. And that's what I'm going to do for the listeners. Because you know what? It's about spreading the love, not about selling it. I want people to buy all the time. I want people to buy as much of it as possible, but I'm going to spread a little bit for free just as once.
You go. All right, kiddo. Until next week, we will be visiting you in cyberspace.
Fantastic.
Thanks, kiddo. Be well. Bye.
You as well.
What a great show, huh? Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time for part two of my conversation with Richard Northwood and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is the fabulous Fleshlight and Fleshjack. You know, all you guys out there who keep complaining to me about your short fuse, well, here's a tip. Being a great lover, being able to control your orgasmic response and to last for as long as you'd like, takes practice. Sure, you can learn to last longer by simply using your hand, but now there's an even more effective way to train yourself for sexual stamina and endurance with a partner.
You're too funny.
I guess I am, after all. Allow me to introduce you to the Endurance Jack. It's just one of the fine designs from Fleshlight. It comes with a stamina insert, which has extra large bumps and a tight canal. With just a little practice with this puppy, you'll be able to last longer, gain control over your ejaculatory response, and avoid untimely climax. Once you've accomplished this with the Endurance Jack, you'll have all the skills you need to last and last with a partner. And remember, these fine products are made in the good old US of A. And if you make your purchase by clicking on the Fleshjack banner in the sidebar of drdicksexadvice.com, a portion of that sale will come back to us as support for these shows. So now you can help underwrite this important sex-positive effort and jerk off at the same time. How fun is that? Okay, until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.